I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah!
7 o'clock hour. It is Ben and Woods going until 9 a.m. today. As we mentioned, you got two football games today. I believe we have the second one, which is Arizona Cardinals and Dallas Cowboys. And by the way, if the Cowboys win to get to 500, they're pretty much running away with the NFC East. Because you've got the 1-4-1 Eagles, the 1-5 Giants, who got their first win, and they beat Washington, who's now 1-5 as well. But if the Cowboys lose, like, the Giants are a game out of first place after starting 0-5. That's how bad that division is. But we'll have Monday Night Football for you later tonight here on 97.3 The Fan. There's also a 2 o'clock game this afternoon. So I imagine the coach John Quintero and Gwynn and Chris will be able to talk about that one as it's going on. And that's probably the marquee game, Chiefs-Bills AFC showdown. So
yeah,
busy Monday in sports, even though it's an off day for the baseball playoffs.
I got to make my picks. I've been doing my picks, Ben, through, of course, the Rocket Mortgage Pick'em. And it's very easy. You can win $1,000 a week. Can't really beat that. So just go to radio.com/picks and make your picks. There's no point spreads or anything like that. Just go in, pick the winners of the games. I've done okay this year. I was like in third place. And very easy to do. Again, you can win a grand.
Now, I imagine you probably do have to log in.
Yeah, I got to log in.
And your username.
Yes.
And, you know, type it in when
yeah.
you do your picks.
Of course.
We just played our game of real or fake, and Gus was the big winner.
Oh, this is so good.
And Paul was getting his information.
So good.
After we went to break, and Gus was telling us his email address, and it included included Chargers in there.
Well, he said Gus.
Chargers.
At
whatever.com or net or, you know, and I think Woods and I kind of both winced.
Started dying
yeah,
laughing.
But then we heard Gus go, but I still hate him.
He goes, I hate him. I hate him.
But they're in your email address.
Yeah, it's Gus Chargers.
That is a dilemma.
It's a huge dilemma.
As much as you may now hate your former football team, don't we also all hate having to change every single login email and all the contacts that people know how to get a hold of us?
I'm still dealing with it.
Real ID?
I had to change. No, well, that. I had to change my my debit card. It got compromised like a month and a half ago. And I kept getting a call from like U.S. Bank. Or I kept not. I'm like, there's money in here. Okay. Why can't I use this? I'm like, oh, well, one of the stores that you recently shopped at was hacked. And so we shut your card down because it could have been compromised.
Worst.
I'm like, I know you're looking out for me.
But I have to all change everything.
But they're
now.
Like, okay, so we won't hold. We'll hold it off for like 20 minutes. So you can go to the bank and pull out some cash, but then you're gonna be without a debit card for 4 days.
It's awful.
We'll ship it out to you, and then you got. I'm like, so then I got to change everything.
Yeah, it's when that happens. But like with Gus, if you hate like the Chargers moved away, and now your email is Gus Chargers, and you're like, ah, F word.
He's calling back in to get his information. Do you want to ask him about his email?
Should we talk to him?
Yeah. Well, let's bring him back on. Hey, Gus, you're back on the air with Ben and Woods. I know you were just calling back to give Paulie some more information, but do you mind if we chat with you for a second here?
Not at all.
Okay.
At all.
Yeah, we were just both fascinated by the fact that you still have Chargers in your email address. but you hate the team now, just like, you know, most of us here in San Diego. But we understand, because there's nothing bigger pain than having to change an email address. You've got all your logins and your passwords, and everyone knows where to send you an email. So how much thought have you given to actually changing that email address and taking Chargers out of it?
I can't, because I'm a business owner, and I've had it for over 20 years.
Oh, my God.
And I can't do it. But, oh, my God, this is a horrible day for me, because the Dodgers won.
Yep.
There's no bigger Dodger hater than me, maybe you guys. But I can't change it. I mean, they moved, and they play here. I went to one game because my brother made me go. But I just hate what they did, because I grew up in San Diego, so I can't change it. It's hard.
That's just a stinging reminder.
Every day.
Every single day.
Yeah. Hey, Gus, love the business. What's your email? I'd love to send you some stuff.
It's Gus Chargers.
It's Gus. Hey, it's Gus.
My other email is Padres23.
There you go.
AOL.
Oh, that's so good. Thank
fantastic.
You,
fantastic. Yeah. Gus, hang on. Paulie will... I'll get to you here in a second and get the rest of your information.
It's like getting the tattoo of the team, too. Like, because there's probably, I mean, what, 10,000 people in this town with Chargers tattoos, right? And they're like, now, some of them may have followed the team up to Carson or L.A. or wherever they are now. And you're like, I have this lightning bolt. I have this LaDainian Tomlinson tattoo, whatever it is. And, yeah, you regret that. Tattoos are forever, Ben.
Tattoos are forever. Although I know a tattoo removal expert who can, or they can, you know, change it. What can you turn a lightning bolt into as to some other tattoo?
It's a good question.
Yeah, there's got to be ways to kind of alter it.
Cover it up.
So I get the not changing the email address, but like a Twitter handle is pretty easy to change, especially if you're not verified.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can change that.
I'm looking at you at Hacksaw1090.
Yeah. It's true.
Good Lord.
Just gonna leave that there for the brand, I guess.
React to me.
Like Woods 94.9. Like, that would be a problem now.
At this point. It would
Woods,
be weird.
Woodsy 94.9.
You know, well, at least that station still exists. You know,
that's true. Well, the other.
Well, I guess that's a good point. All right. Well, here we go. Coming up later in the show today, we'll talk more baseball playoffs. Stephanie Epstein from Sports Illustrated is going to be with us at 8:35 on our SDCCU fan hotline, SDCCU online and mobile banking. Let's do your banking from your smartphone. Message and data rates may apply. For details, visit SDCCU.com. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the Padres payroll here going into 2021. The UT did a nice little write-up. Jeff Sanders kind of went through all the guys they have coming back, the contracts that they are committed to. Obviously, we know, you know, Manny Machado, $30 million a year. You know, Eric Hosmer is making, what, close to 20. Yep. Will Myers, close to 20. It adds up pretty quickly. Plus, he went through the likely arbitration kind of numbers, you know, where those will probably end up for the guys who are ARB eligible. You know, made a prediction if they, you know, pick up Mitch Moreland's $3 million salary. So the Padres, at their 26-man roster, this is before making any moves, Woods, at all. It's adding a single free agent, you know, trades. Obviously, you could trade away salary. You could also add salary on a trade. He had him in, and this is an estimate, but probably pretty close, at $120 million, just over $120 million for their payroll going into next season. That is higher than the league average, which was at $111 million. Going into the next season, according to SportTrack. That's the league average estimate. So that already puts the Padres in the upper half of baseball in terms of payroll. And it really leaves a question of how much flexibility are they going to have this offseason to make moves? Or is A.J. Preller kind of, I mean, not stuck. I mean, you know, stuck implies that you don't like what you have.
Right.
I think the Padres like what they have. But it's going to be hard to, you know, add maybe that other piece without at least shedding some salary somewhere else. And there's not a lot of places where the Padres can lower their payroll, you know, this offseason, right? I mean, you know, I brought up trading Will Myers last year. And obviously by the end of the season, Will had played his way into earning that $20 million a year salary.
Will played his way into your heart is
a little
what
bit.
He did.
Everyone's heart. Everybody. Not just mine. Everyone's.
Yeah, he's up for comeback player of the year.
You know, I don't think Eric Hosmer is probably going
he's
to
not
be
tradable
this offseason.
Well, he's not tradable.
No.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is what it is at this point.
Manny Machado's not going anywhere.
Nope.
You're going to keep the guys who are going to make a big raise in arbitration, like, you know, Clevenger's
Tommy
arbitration
Pham.
Eligible, Tommy Pham. So there's not really any areas where you'd expect the Padres to be able to shed salary. So that's pretty much the minimum where they're starting at before they add a single piece, $120.5 million going into next year. I can't see him going much higher than that, Woods.
No, it's probably going to be around there, right? I mean, again, we none of us, as much as we would like a guy like Trevor Bauer at the front of the rotation, but my God, what is he going to command? I did see over the weekend, though, an interesting tweet from his agent. Did you see that?
No.
She essentially said, look, I know what Trevor said about only signing one-year deals. We are open to any type of contract. We are open. We are willing to listen to any type of contract. So if you wanted to go to Bauer and offer him 3 years, they'll listen. I mean, it's not he's not going to summarily decline any offer over 1 year, right? Like you go 2, 3, 4, 5, probably won't sign a 5, but, you know, 1 through 4, he's going to listen at least. So that makes it a little more interesting because 1 year at $30 million is not that attractive to me. Even though I know he could anchor the front of that rotation.
I always thought that the 1 year
was a bit.
Yeah, the 1 year. It's not a bad bit. It's a showing confidence in yourself. Makes you feel like, hey, that guy must feel he's really healthy. If he knows that, hey, 1 year deals
body, yeah.
are good, he knows his body. It's good advertising slogan, basically, for Trevor Bauer. But there was never any way. If a team bowls him over and offers some security for a 2 or 3 year deal with plenty of money, there's no way he wouldn't consider that. It's like, no, hey, we'll give you 2 years, $58 million, or 1 year, $25 million. Well, obviously, you'd take the more money for 2 years if you could get it. That would be crazy to accept less money
right.
for 1 year just because I want to do a 1 year deal. So he will consider multi-year contracts. I don't know that the Padres are in a position to offer him a multi-year deal either.
Correct.
I don't know how that changes the equation. I don't see where a guy like Trevor Bauer could fit into this team because whatever he makes next year, whether it's a 1 year deal, a 2 year deal, it's going to be over $20 million.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So that would jump the Padres payroll up to like $140 million plus instantly without shedding any other salary, which I don't think they can do. I don't know that that's something the Padres are willing to do. That would put them up in the top, you know, 7 or 8 in payroll in all of baseball.
Let me ask you guys this, and you guys please feel free to weigh in, too, on Twitter at Ben and Woods or call us 833-288-0973. I mean, are you going to be disappointed if they don't add? If they had their run this year, and I know it was a weird, kooky 60-game season, they had their run, and if they don't add payroll, is that a step in the wrong direction? If they don't look to – now, you can improve a team, Ben, by not adding a ton of payroll. There are names out there that are serviceable names that you hope, hey, maybe he comes here. And there's a guy like Kevin Gausman, right? There's a guy like Mike Minor. I don't think any of these guys are going to break the bank. But if you need a veteran arm, they're there. And you see it throughout the playoffs. Veteran arms are in great need, right? But if they don't add anything and they just say, oh, we're rolling status quo, we didn't add a nickel, are you happy with that as a Padre fan? I'm kind of not. And I understand the impact of COVID, et cetera, but we're on the right track. Let's keep moving on the right track.
But I do think that the right track, if the Padres are going to win a World Series next year, the year after, it's going to come through internal development. They need a Mackenzie Gore, a Luis Patino, at least one of those guys to turn into an ace. One of their top prospects has to be at least a number two guy, if not a number one guy, in the rotation because they're not going to be able to go out and afford to sign another ace.
Right.
So they need to develop one who's going to be cheap for the next, you know,
six years
that comes from their own organization.
Yeah, otherwise
they may kind of have hit a ceiling. And I don't think they have because they, you know, the minor leagues have been a great source for the Padres and they've invested a lot in there. They should have at least some guys who are graduating, but they're going to rely on that because they don't get it. They really can't go out and spend their way now to the top to correct any holes or fill any holes they have.
Paddock's awful year really feels like it set you back, you know, because he was one of those guys that you thought had taken the next step. Mackenzie Gore not even getting an appearance this year in a season which we all thought he would. Now, again, maybe I'm reading too much into that, but I mean, he never, you know, he had the chance to come up and pitch competitive innings. He wasn't ready. And we heard A.J. Preller last week say, I told Patino and Gore be ready to compete for a spot. Like, that to me is a little bit more than just...
And they're both still very young. Patino's still very young, but he didn't dominate, you know?
No.
There's still time to develop into that, but that's going to need to happen. At least one of those guys, I think, is going to have to develop.
Is it imperative, though, that it happens next year, next season? Because, again, you feel like you lost a year. With Patino, not really. He got some development and some high-leverage innings at the big league level, playoff experience, et cetera. But with Gore, you feel like essentially you lost a year.
I mean, if you have a healthy Lamet and a healthy Clevinger, you know, all the way through the playoffs, you know, and Paddock maybe, you know, figure something out, that's a team that could compete for a World Series. They're not that far behind the Dodgers or the Rays. They really aren't. 833-288-0973. Before we get to Don't Do This, let's check in. James called us in. James, good morning. Welcome to 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, how are we doing this morning, Tom?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to call in. I heard, Woods, you mentioned Kevin Gausman.
Yeah.
And that's the absolute number one guy on my list for the Padres this offseason. I think it's a bit of a stretch that they get Trevor Bauer.
Yeah.
He's going to be courted by a lot of teams. I see the Angels being big players for him because they need pitching badly. But Gausman's like that perfect guy where he can give you some reliable starts, some quality starts. And should the situation arise where you have a strong rotation with Gore and Patino coming up and kind of taking over that five-man rotation, Gausman has bullpen experience.
Oh, yeah.
Move over there. His stuff plays well in the bullpen.
Yeah, it does. It does. And he's kind of shown there at times in his career. Yeah,
and he made $9 million last year.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to want at least probably more multi-year deal.
Yeah,
can the Padres afford that?
He's not really. Yeah, I didn't know he made that much dough.
Well, I mean, prorated.
Prorated.
Obviously, he didn't. But that was, you know, those contracts are not nothing.
That's true.
And even for the.
But we laid out $14 million for Garrett Richards, you know, and.
And that comes off the books.
Comes off the
obviously,
books.
Obviously, yeah. I mean, the Padres had a higher payroll than the 120 they're sitting at now. So there is a little bit of wiggle room, maybe for a guy like Gausman, but I don't think there is for a guy like Bauer. And I'm just warning everybody now,
don't get your
hopes up too high because you're going to get yourself disappointed. Maybe I'm wrong. Ron Fowler has surprised us on more than one
many
occasion.
Many times. Many,
more
many
than one
times.
Occasion.
And by the way, we'll be talking to Ron at some point when this week, Paulie?
That's the plan.
That's the plan.
Right, hopefully we'll see that. Maybe he'll lay out a little bit of what that looks like for the Padres in the offseason. All right, Don't Do This is coming up next, Woods.
I've got a former Padre telling us to root for the Dodgers.
Oh, that's a good way to start. All right, we'll come back with that. Right now, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.